Amy Perret is a plastic surgeon. She does lifts and tucks and breast implants. Today, she's taking sutures out of a patient who had a mole removed.
They healed up all right?
I think so.
Not so bad with the stitches in there?
Okay.
Cosmetic procedures like this patient's are Perret's specialty. So it's remarkable that she finds herself in the middle of a public health debate. It started about 2 years ago.
We started to have more patients that would have open areas or recalcitrant lesions that bled, ulcerated, didn't quite heal, and usually they're on your face.
Perret's first concern was skin cancer, so she took biopsies of the patients.
And when we would send them off to the lab, they wouldn't come back as a cancer, but they wouldn't come back normal.
On top of the skin problems, the patients had headaches and were acting lethargic.
And then we thought, well, are these patients exposed to anything? And so then we would ask the patients if they were exposed to anything at work or at home.
It turned out many of these patients had one thing in common. They all lived near Marcellus Shale gas wells. Perret's practice is in Washington County, south of Pittsburgh, where over 500 wells have been drilled so far. Perret asked her patients to take a urine test.
Unfortunately, we did find quite a few people that did have urine that had methane in it, toluene, and other hippocuric acid.
All of which could have come from natural gas drilling. What to do about these patients and discerning whether gas drilling is indeed the culprit is a question doctors and public health scientists are grappling with. Ralph Schmelz is with the Pennsylvania Medical Society. It represents 18,000 doctors in the state. The group thinks fracking for Marcellus Shale could have public health impacts.
But there's a lot that we don't know and a lot we need to learn about exactly what they are.
What he means is there's not much science yet that answers the question of whether fracking is safe. The industry says it is and can point to reports by state governments in Texas and Pennsylvania that find no evidence that fracking pollutes groundwater. On the other hand, a growing number of case studies have documented people near gas wells getting sick. But these studies are hardly definitive, says Jean Finkel. She's an epidemiologist at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City.
I am certainly not saying that these people don't have something wrong with them. I'm sure they do.
The problem, she says, is that good old statistical axiom, correlation does not imply causation. That means that a headache could come from toxic fumes, but it could just as easily come from stress or some other factor. What's needed are long-term studies that look at a variety of questions, Finkel says.
We have to look at biological plausibility. Is the disease that we're seeing biologically plausible based on what we know about the potential compounds that are in the drilling process? And how strong is the association between exposure to risk and development of disease?
Many say a good first step would be to create a health registry for Marcellus Shale. This is a list of people who say they've gotten sick from fracking. It would be used as a basis for future health risk studies. The idea was championed by Pennsylvania Secretary of Health Eli Avila last June, and the state legislature signaled its support. State lawmakers slotted $2 million from the proposed Marcellus Shale impact fee last year. But right about here is where science ran into politics. A month before it passed the impact fee, the legislature took out the $2 million. The impact fee passed, but there was no money for a health registry. Republican State Senator Joe Scarnati, who steered the bill to passage in February, said he wasn't a fan of the registry. Instead, he favored giving money for water testing to the Department of Environmental Protection. And a top Republican aide, Drew Crompton, told the Allegheny Front he thought a health study would, quote, stir up fears about the gas industry. Secretary of Health Avila declined requests for an interview, but in an email, his office said the department was consulting with several schools of public health and hospital systems that have recently started shale-related health studies. Still, his department is not compiling a health registry. So if the state isn't formally addressing the issue, who is?
Welcome to our office.
Raina Ripple stands in her new workspace. She's head of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Environmental
Project.
Health Center.
This is our resource center that's going to be looking at gas drilling impacts from a public
center. The center is funded by philanthropies, including the Heinz Endowments, which also funds our show, the Allegheny Front. The center opened in February in a suburban medical building south of Pittsburgh. There's not much to look at in this office, just a few plants and a TV in the waiting room. But the center is the first of its kind, a medical outreach program specifically designed to treat people near gas wells.
We're going to the people who we believe have probably been impacted. So, you know, are these people who are in proximity to a gas drilling site or gas drilling activities? And are they experiencing significant health concerns? And we want to provide them with a response.
Much of the response will be to refer patients to the appropriate physician. The center will compile patient information for scientists to study, but that's not the project's primary function.
We're serving this population. We're not studying, we're not researching. That's not what we're doing.
What it is doing is helping people like June Chapel. Chapel and a group of her neighbors in Hopewell Township in Washington County leased their land for drilling. The company they leased to, Range Resources, built an impoundment behind Chapel's house to store water produced from fracking. The water in ponds like this often contain chemicals used to break up the shale, as well as heavy metals and salts that it picks up underground. Chapel says when she came home, she could smell the pond even before she got to her house.
The only way I can explain it is it smelled like if you were sitting in your car with a gasoline can.
At the time, Chapel's husband Dave was suffering from cancer. He began to develop nosebleeds. She thought they were from his chemotherapy. Then she started getting nosebleeds too. Then a ringing in her ears.
It almost sounds like when you go to a real loud concert and you're there, and then the next day your ears are just like, wow, 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 wow. That's what it sounds like, but this just never stops.
Chapel complained to Range Resources. The company removed the frack pond. Matt Pizzarella, a Range spokesman, says the company probably shouldn't have put the impoundment so close to Chapel's house. He also said that any odors were probably due to stagnant water, not pollution. And he disputed the claim that the wells could have made Chapel sick. Chapel's husband Dave lost his fight with cancer 2 years ago. But she's now worried for her own health.
And I don't know what my health is going to be. You know, I was exposed to these chemicals for over a year. We had our windows open. I had a blue film on my mirrors. You know, we were breathing this stuff in.
In spite of reports from people like Chapel, some doctors think fracking is safe. Cian Porbin has a small practice in Avella, Pennsylvania, in Washington County. The town is surrounded by wells.
I've been looking for it for the past 3 years, and I haven't seen a thing. I think the big story here so far is, with all the hype, is that there is no story.
Porbin himself has leased gas rights to his property. He sees the gas rush as a boon to this old coal town, and he wonders if health complaints aren't driven by a profit motive. Porbin's also worried scientists looking for harmful impacts from fracking could find evidence of a problem where none actually exists. Still, he says, he'll keep his eyes open. He signed on to work with the newly opened Environmental Health Center.
The potential here is that everyone is supposed to win. The farmers getting the royalties, the subway shops that are full at lunch, the little gas stations, everyone's winning here. And no one wants to see anyone get sick. You got to watch it, though. Where we are.
Among those who figure to be winning and watching are Kathy and Guy of Olio. On a recent day, they took me to see the well Chesapeake drilled on their property 3 years ago. It sits on a large pad behind their home on what had been a rolling hillside. The couple also live in Avella, on a 600-acre farm with a koi pond and a chicken coop. They have 3 kids. It's not a stretch to say the well has become almost another family member, complete with its own nickname.
Oh, wait, what do the kids call it? The kids call it college. They do. Our kids will say, hey, that's college out there.
Guy Avolio is an urgent care physician. He's heard and read reports of water contamination from fracking, but he's convinced that drilling is the right thing to do. He's very concerned about America's energy independence. The Avolios don't drink their well water, but they do have it tested every few months just in case. The water, says Kathy Avolio, is safe.
I would never put my kids, no matter what price tag you put on it, would I ever put my kids in harm's way. So, but I also feel like my husband does. I mean, we have to try to get this. I mean, this is an incredible technology.
Guy Avolio grew up in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, where his dad was a steel worker. He remembers when the mills were booming.
He always says, you know, the cars were dirty, the streets were dirty, but at least everybody had a job.
The scene they see now in front of their house is one of economic prosperity, and their family is healthy. For the Avolios, the benefits of shale outweigh the risks, whatever they may be. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.